Instagram.
Yeah. Yay!
Episode. Sorry! Episode 127.
Well done, well done!
Sorry, you were that bold, you actually guessed it on no. the actual show. Wow.
I don't think she guessed it. I think she thought to herself, actually, my memory is now working a lot better because the last one she got it.
No, the last one she wrote it down.
Yes, okay. I did the last time, okay. But I remembered it.
Okay, interesting. Okay, interesting. I like the bravery there. Okay.
So now that we're pulling stuff out, do you want to pull out our names too?
Yes, I'm Mo.
I'm Honey Badger.
And I'm Deji.
Can you say, yeah, never have I on your team if you're about to do a sports or something. That is going to help.
Like, here's all the Nigerian bad vibes.
Exactly.
Like, you know when you're going, you're thinking... My parents, I know you love me, but why are you always expecting me to fuck up?
I know! You'd be there about to do it, at the start line, about to do it. Like,
that's why. Because I always have it there.
Yeah, so do I.
And so I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. Because as we're starting, I know that she never remembers. And so I'm looking at you going, she can't even remember.
But you know what, though? A supportive person.
Exactly.
Because I know this person doesn't remember, instead of standing there waiting for them to fail.
Exactly.
I will share the information with them.
You know, I will share the information.
Like, share me on. Be like, ah, Jayo. You know? That's Chinese and Japanese. You know?
It's like, yeah. Yes. Like, you're like, I mean, look, if you're Nigerian, you know this. Before you're about to start, it's like, slap your head. Stupid child. Yeah. Oh, no, do blah, 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 blah. And then you're going, okay, that's not incentivizing me to win this
it's
race.
It's not.
But anyway.
Anyway. Oh,
127.
But I was confident, just like, you know, Glorilla. Yeah, Glow. Yeah, Mo.
Ah!
Okay.
I like the fact that we are the one basically giving a lot of toxic masculinity energy on this podcast.
I know. Right. We don't have a lot of videos this week. There was one I wanted to put in, but it was after the
too
deadline
late.
So you know, it was too late. So let's start with Glorilla featuring Megan Thee Stallion, Wannabe.
Okay, so I shared this.
Yes, you shared this.
Yes, so like everything else, this is my thing, and I think this is where it always starts.
Mm-hmm.
I like some people because I want them to succeed.
You want them to win.
But in wanting them to win, I think sometimes I'm accepting too much shit. That is my problem. Because remember when the City Girls, I was going, you know.
God.
And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, what? Sex work? No. So it's almost like, I feel there's some people that you want to win, but sometimes they're not really living up to the expectations. So I wanted us to discuss this because I think on this we can give some constructive criticism.
Okay. I like the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like...
What is the chorus?
These guys don't want to be something. Nothing. Oh. Like Channing Tatum, something like that.
I absolutely missed that.
Oh, hun.
No, you heard it.
No, but I didn't know it was a chorus.
Okay. I would accept that.
Okay, you know what?
Because you know when you were questioning Justin Bieber? That was the chorus.
Oh, Justin, that was the chorus.
It ended with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. Because that's tied a little bit with my criticism.
Yeah, because for the I just thought to myself that
yes.
I like the playfulness at the end where, you know, go man, because I thought that was kind of cute. But that's actually the type, and the echo of the don't want to be, that was kind of where I was like, oh, this could be sweet.
Yeah.
But in the, I wasn't sure what the song was supposed to, look, I don't know, because I just have here that I like the beat and the cadence of the rapping in some parts. As it sounds quite hard, like, yeah, but to be frank, I think Glow's rap game needs refinement and leveling up. I love Meg, and she sounds better than Glow, but she needs to level up. I think she's too comfortable at this level of mediocrity.
Yeah,
she's not challenging herself with lyrics and rap delivery.
That is my main criticism. I think both of them need to upgrade their rapping style.
They need to go for rap lessons. I think they need a Dr. Dre school of really refining how you deliver
and your cadence
and how to switch it up.
Exactly, switch it up. That's the name. And maybe it's just me because I find rappers or singers who are able to like go chameleon at any song in terms of like with the melody or with the beat.
Versatility.
Like be so versatile. I find that so like it's just music to my ears. It's just, it's like loud colors. I love it. When you just go the same cadence, the same rap style on every beat, it's just, it to me, it sounds very monotonous. I just, and I think that for me is what has let this song down, because I was just like, ugh, it sounds the same, but the chorus is good, but in a way, I can see why you didn't quite identify the chorus, because it just seemed that it was almost too seamless. You're just like, oh.
I don't know what the
chorus now.
Yeah, because it's almost like they didn't construct it in a way that is maybe recognized. I mean, not every single song has to recognizably have, you know, the bridge, the chorus, etc., etc., and that structure. But it just, I don't think it was very intentional. I'm not sure a lot of thought was put into it. Maybe it was, but it didn't come across that way. And then when I looked at the video as well, some parts didn't sync right. Yeah. And I just thought, oh my God, this is basic music video shit. And then the whole, I think it's the sorority, black fraternity and sorority aspects to it. I thought, okay, interesting. I mean, we go to school, great. It's a good thing that we're featuring, well, I suppose the party part of academia and education on this, but I don't know. I didn't think it was a great song or a good video.
I think that's just catching up to where I was 3 years ago.
Okay, sir.
Sorry, what has she done differently? Neither of them have done anything differently since they started. So I'm surprised by the criticism.
I think like Meg's last one. Bit from her first stuff.
Yeah.
But
I like Meg's last one, but maybe I felt...
If you listen to Meg's last one, she's doing exactly the same thing that she's always done.
Yeah.
Always done. The only thing I would say is that Meg's choruses are better than this. And this is not Meg's song anyway.
She did switch up a bit on Bongos, didn't she?
Yes. I mean, that is Cardi B's song, but she did switch up a bit. Which is what we want.
Yeah, but I almost feel...
The way Do you remember how she rapped in Bongos?
Yeah, but we're not saying... We're saying she switched up a bit. We're not...
We think she needs
to level up, that she's on her delivery and things like that. And I hate to bring the new Gwyneth Paltrow, the mixed race Gwyneth Paltrow, into the mix. But Doja Cat, you can see her versatility, yes, her change up and things like that.
I can't even front.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Okay.
To be very honest.
Or do you mean, maybe not apples to oranges in terms of, because if you're looking at it in terms of quality.
No.
Maybe not apples to oranges, because apples themselves are good, oranges are good, but we're making a critique here, so maybe it's
I'm saying you are comparing two things that are not the same thing. I'm saying that Doja Cat's, from the beginning, actually had artistry and has just gotten better. I don't like her, but she has actually gotten better. To the point where even her recent songs, I'm like, oh my God, that's so well-crafted. And then these people have just been the same. Yeah. All you're hearing is two people have been the same on the same song. It's exactly like Megan Stallion and the Bongos lady. She also sounds the same. And now you're hearing them put together and going, oh my God, that might sound good. Her last song from Cardi B, exactly the same. You know, I told you in the group, I was like, oh my God, she hasn't even moved. She's not changed from her first album. As a matter of fact, in some cases, it's worse because it has been so long. And you're thinking, oh my God, is she improving on an artist? No. The problem is that a lot of these people, they just look at the guy, just in case people think I'm just bashing men. The guy who started this mumble rap, Migos or whatever. The same future delivery since he started.
Oh, yeah.
He's not changed.
Yeah, it is same delivery.
I'm sorry. Rap is frozen. If it's not dead, it's definitely frozen.
Yeah, because it got worse and then froze at 3 levels below mediocrity.
And has not changed since then. And so when you hear someone do something that is okay, everyone goes, oh my God, it's amazing. No, it's not. Back then, Cardi B, not Cardi B, the other lady we just talked about. No.
Megan.
No. The one that I just said is pretty good, that she's improving. Doja Cat is good. She's not fucking amazing. She's good.
Yeah, because Doja is not as good as Nicki Minaj was at her best.
Mm.
And Nicki Minaj, to me, and just about, is not as good as Lil' Kim was when she was at her best.
Just turn on any of those that you know to go, oh my God.
MC Light.
Oh
anyway.
Exactly. But let's not do what people always say of, oh, you're talking old head. Mm. You're talking about old stuff. Let's not do that. Yeah. But let's be honest here. She sounds exactly like she sounds.
Okay, so let's move to
another. Oh, by the way, the video also looks like the video. There's nothing special about it anymore.
No.
It's now inured me now. I'm like, ah, oh yeah, there's going to be ass, there's going to be lots of color, there's going to be lots of people. Like, there was nothing special about it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What did I write? Because what I just wrote, not my kind of song, video is okay. That's it. I'm
yeah, we still support you, Megan and Glow, but come harder. Something, I guess.
Next, oh, I adore her. Dochi, also Ego with JT.
Can I start
so
on this?
So I shared this.
Mm. Yeah, can I start
but
on this?
Do you want me to tell you why I shared it?
Go on.
Okay, so I shared it because we complain about a lack of innovation.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, this is innovative.
Mm.
However, I think we need to give some notes.
Yes.
Okay.
So do start.
So I felt that, I think that this song has crossover appeal.
Mm.
I like the initial beats.
Mm.
I did not like the changeover, but I can see how a lot of people will like the changeover. Because I thought she was doing something innovative with the video, with certain aspects of the video. Like, I loved the whole Florida...
going to kill gators.
I thought that was really interesting. Mm. I thought that the beat she was doing, where she's almost doing
house
beats, but rapping
that's
on
exactly
it.
Like it. Mm.
I thought that was very interesting. I loved the breakdown.
Yes.
That was in the middle.
Mm.
I don't know why JT was there.
That's exactly what I said too.
Can we all have a three-way shake? Yes, thank you.
I don't know why she was there.
Thank you.
I thought Doechi was artistic, and I thought JT brought it down.
Thank you.
And it is my second fave this week.
Okay, so I put dance music to rap, really innovative at the start. I was really jittered with her, that copy of my vaginas and the design, because I've heard that.
Yes.
Was, because I don't know if it was, what do we call it, a Fergie type thing, or, you know, an infergulation. I don't know if... because I know Doechi's also done that song on her persona. She's done that thing. Exactly, because that's when she was not wearing pink for the video before. So I was going, okay. Then the chorus kicks in for me and wins it. I almost feel she listened to the new dance genre and wanted to incorporate it, but I think she mixed road a bit.
Mm.
Yes.
The chill breakdown, which is common in dance tracks, was quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared as I thought it was a good concept to discuss. And in terms of, okay, instead of just coming in and going, okay, yeah, you did well, but also badly in this, but more, how would we have crafted this?
I would take in JT.
Okay.
Because it was like, skrr, it was whiplash, like, oh, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
It was off for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Doechi's a better rapper than JT. but... I get it, JT wants to be taken seriously as a rapper, she wants to actually...
Yeah, she should have put some more clothes on.
I agree. But that's her
style. And more bars. Anyway,
So how would we... I think we all got hooked at the beginning.
Yes.
We like the chill.
Especially when she did that shotgun. You know when she shot?
In the,
and it synchronized with the beats?
Mm. Yes.
The other shootings were just stupid.
Yes.
But when she shot and synchronized with the beats, and it just kicked in, I was like, wow, that was powerful. I agree with you that the second, the main clump beats was weird. I understand the direction of travel she was trying to go with, but just if she did a variation of the first part of the beat, might have been better. Because the first beat was also good anyway. When the shotgun came, was really good. The breakdown was very good. So I don't know what that middle bit was about.
I think some people have been listening to Beyoncé's Renaissance. I go, me too, I can do three songs in one.
No,
you can't.
You can't do
Sue Honey
Bucket. You can't do
Sue
Honey.
No.
You just cannot. You cannot. Not yet.
Not yet.
We need to build up to it.
The chorus to me was just needed to be crafted a bit better. I liked the idea of the chorus. There was this shouting and then alter ego. As in, I was like, okay, this is different, but it just it needed some tweaking. Mm. I don't know whether it's the beat or the melody of the chorus itself. It just...
Actually, I agree with that as well, because I don't even remember the chorus.
Oh, there you go. That's all I remember.
These bitches came back with me.
And I was like,
thought it was interesting. Yeah. I actually was, my ears perked up, like, okay. But the beat just didn't marry well with it, unfortunately.
And then the video for me, I like the concept, I thought was interesting, you know, very Florida, very trailer park, swampy, which you normally associate with Florida man. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I just thought, okay, I felt like, reclaiming. Okay, she's reclaiming it, but yeah. You know, we too are Florida people.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. So I have always thought that she was one to watch. I'm a big fan of hers. But I just don't think this hit. For me, anyway.
I think there was a little bit of a waste with the Florida concept.
Mm.
Just a bit of a waste with it. It was such a good
concept. It was so good. Concept. Even that intro about, you know, you should come out here and come see the Gators.
And I thought that, you know... A lot of people... And this is just a complaint from my point of view. A lot of people nowadays... just do a party video. It would have been interesting for her to have done a Florida concept video where
the stupid things Florida man does.
Maybe right. Maybe even make it more over the top, you know, have people hunting a crocodile. I'm not saying that.
Okay, so Bobby Sparks, but
yeah, but you know, and there's lots of people. And then because I love the fact that she was in that booth, it was night. Mm. You could just see the lights. Mm. Thinking, I just thought, wow, this is interesting. JT coming in was.
Yeah, because I feel that the trailer park was more for JT, so she can wear her
whatever
and show up her BBL. Because I'm sick and tired of people telling showing me the BBLs now.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't need to see it.
And I'm sorry, she's not that level for me to do a feature. She's not. I don't go when I listen to a city girl rap.
Oh my god,
JT's about to rap. No, I don't. And that's why JT's a better. Used to be.
Because JT's a better rapper than
Young Mammy. She is. She is the better half of the city girls. But I still think she's not. Her artistry is not like.
Yeah, she's not. She because for me to get a feature, I thought. Look, I know I'm going old school here. It's about you honing your mastery, honing your craft so to you have mastery in it. And then people want to hear your
track.
And
it's also being a brand. Your rap is almost like so distinctive.
Exactly. Because when you have 103,000 on your track, I know I hate to bring that, but it's just because some idiots, and this is why I hate to be on Twitter sometimes, because some 60-year-old whose boss haven't dropped is trying to tell me that, oh yeah, Future is a better, like, you know, bar for bar, Future is a better rapper than 103,000. That is what some idiot, and this is the problem, because I'm dealing with kindergartners, and this is, we need to put people in classes. Like this age group, we need to segregate the age groups on Twitter.
Why do I because think I can't that be talking to just students. Incite something? I thought no. That was insightful speech.
Because young people, you know, young people, because they've not had the opportunity to actually listen to all sorts of stuff. Because now that we've fragmented our listening and our watching experiences, you don't have to be subjected to your parents' music when you were growing up. So you can always pick your own soundtrack from your perspective and from your particular cultural bubble. So if you've not heard Andre 3000 and you've only heard Future, the fact that you come to me and say, well, Future must be better, I'm like, well, have you sat down to do a comparison first? No.
Honey.
Children just come in online and just do some shit.
Honey, it's not that deep.
I know.
The person just needed to be burped.
And put back to sleep.
This
is what I mean. So this is why the reason I raised that is the fact that because if you're generally into visual candy, you go, oh my gosh, JT's on here.
Mm.
And then you can clip it, put it in Twitter, put it in Instagram. Because no one is really I don't see that many people sharing excerpts of or rap. I noticed that they share more visuals than sound. So maybe that is how she sees her future as having power visually, as opposed to
I think that's what Doechii wanted.
Doechii.
That's what she wanted. Because I can see some people using other people based on what they're going to bring.
Because wasn't she the one who also featured Kuda Black?
Yes.
Yes, and that was disappointing. Because the song didn't even need him.
Yeah, and that's why I also see her with caution, because I'm not sure. I feel like she does half-baked stuff. She adds people that don't contribute.
I think her stuff is always better when it's just her.
Yeah.
But I don't think she thinks it's enough.
I think that's people whispering in her ears.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. She did something with Coded Black, of all people.
Mm.
Right? She's but a black
Isn't it because
woman.
They're on the same label?
No, she's on Kendrick Lamar's label, isn't she?
Okay, I didn't. She's not someone. No, because I just felt like the parent come yeah. because about five yes. now.
Yes. Oh, honey, just...
Yeah, but...
I know you just dislodged it. There was... in her contract... She had to do a feature with someone from the label. Not TDR, but her record company bigger, or whatever. Like that she had to do a feature with a rapper. And this Kodak would be on it. Because it was her. There's another artist as well. That I think she explained it. Because someone asked her. And she was like, look, I didn't ask for him to be on here. Oh, it's all coming back. It was a label decision because it's in her contract that she has to. Because there's another artist that had the same issue who I don't remember now. That they just put this person on her as a feature on her track as well. That's what it was. Yes, I remember this from. From the interwebs last summer.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes, because I did wonder what the hell. But yeah, I think I will still. She's still for me someone to watch, and I will still listen to her. Whatever her next track is or next album, gave an excellent response to Azealia Banks this week, which I think was coming.
Azealia Banks is very interesting to me. She's a broken clock.
Oh yeah.
There's sometimes that she says some stuff that okay, but like everyone says, don't look. As much as I find Azealia Banks somewhat amusing, I am not going to at all. Deny that she's a very, very toxic, horrid presence in the cultural landscape. As much as I listen to her stuff and I'll read some of her stuff, because the fact is, like everything else, is always the thin end of the wedge.
Mm-hmm.
So I do listen to some of her stuff. I'm like, okay, some of it makes sense, but like people said, look, even sometimes white supremacists make sense. It doesn't mean that we take what they're saying and go, okay, sacrosanct. So just for the people, because I am one of the people who sometimes look at her takes and go, okay, she made some points there, but let's be frank, she's wrong the majority of the time.
Yeah, she is. And she's getting trouble.
I didn't know the Doechii. I didn't hear the Doechii response.
Oh, it was great. It was quite long, but she did say in it that she just said facts that she only goes after black women. She's not an experienced music critic. If she wants to do that, she can, but
she doesn't have the range.
That she's toxic and evil, and she sells soap from her backyard or something.
She does.
Yeah, but it was really good.
And was it in response to her criticizing Doechii?
Yes, but the way she criticized Doechii wasn't even... It wasn't a music or cultural critique. No. It was a personal attack. And Azealia Banks seems to really hate dark-skinned black women.
Oh, she does.
Which to me is self-hate.
Interesting. Okay.
I just think it's jealousy.
I agree.
Burna Boy, tested, approved, and trusted.
Okay, so I put this up.
Yes, you did.
I put it up because when I heard it, typically speaking, when I hear lots of Burna Boy stuff, it sounds a bit tired and missing his way. And with this, I kind of liked the chill beats of it. I've heard it on the Afrobeats chart before. But seeing it on video, and because the video, Honey and I discussed this, when we were watching it, that the treatment is very 2000s.
Very.
I mean, instead of saying 1990s, it was actually 2000s.
Very.
I just thought it was the best I've heard from him in a while. I kind of liked it, and the when I heard it the second time, I was like, okay, it's not a bad chilled music.
Okay, that's interesting, because when I saw and watched it, and I heard this and watched it, I immediately thought this is the fourth single from a best-selling album, in terms of like, it's the not bad track.
Mm.
that is chill that we're going to, because I was thinking about Robbie Williams, that track he released, the one that had like a George Michael feel, but wasn't really George Michael. What do you Michael think feel. You're doing? Then it's so sure, turning your love light round again. That it was okay. Like the, it was on the Rootbox album, I think. Or the one Rootbox before that. Not that good it was or the one before that. It was like a best selling album.
Rockstar DJ. Rock DJ?
One of them, man. It was like the one of the last singles they released. Like, here's a chill part of the album. That's what I thought when I heard this. Okay. It's okay. The video is very 2000s. Very 2000s.
I even put it that it very much influenced by Sean Paul, Pink, JT. I mean, that's get the party started. I just thought with those like,
speakers behind them.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't really like it.
I mean, the video I was going, at least people are dancing in the club again, thank God.
Well,
because most of the time they're just posing.
Yes.
But for the song, did not like it. I have my breakdown. You're not partial to a sax solo.
Yes, you are.
Oh, and I liked the sax.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, but even that couldn't save it for me. I thought the lyrics sounded very lazy. I think he's run out of juice in terms of ideas for songs. After he did the whole Top of the World stuff, I just thought, okay, you need to go sit down. So the beat sounded like he needed a little more verve. Because for me, I felt he couldn't decide if it was a chill song or if it's going to kick in. And I kept feeling, okay, so what are you? What are you going to be? But so it sounded a bit like stripped Afrobeat song with some dancehall and also using the dancehall delivery. And I was going, well, if you're going to do this, someone's done it better. Wizkid did this better with Damian Gong Marley. Damian Gong Marley owned that track. Blessed. I was like, look, if you want that feel at a better quality and a higher standard.
That's a good point,
Go for Bless.
Yeah.
And I say this with maximum shade.
Maximum
shade.
I agree with that.
Okay. Wherever the beat's gonna be.
You're funny.
That's a joke that only three of us. it's not a joke for the public at all. Actually, there might be someone else I'll get it if you ever listen to
the podcast. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Dua Lipa. Illusion.
Okay, did you share this, Baduka? I think I want to hear your... Because
this was for you.
Because I have fucking thoughts. Okay. Remember, you were saying at the last podcast, her album is coming out. I was like, So please, woman.
No, Duka has bet the farm.
Please say.
I did the farm back.
She's bet the farm.
My pick. Gorgeous video. Beautiful.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful.
Beautiful gowns. Beautiful shoes.
I think she filmed this in Greece.
Oh, did she?
The water, I don't know. The water and the... it just looks gorgeous.
So you think that this is Traveler by Condé Nast?
Yes. Do you feel so?
Did I?
I thought it was beautiful.
I thought we were talking about the video. Hold on,
that's what I mean.
Beautiful chorus.
Beautiful chorus.
And if I'm Aretha Franklin, like I like to say, because she's one of those beautiful gowns, because she can't say anything. Well, what else am I going to say? Okay. So, this beautiful, beautiful water.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful chorus. Okay, look. We all know the song, isn't it? Okay.
Do we know?
What is going on? This album isn't hitting for me so far.
The album isn't out, but look.
I know.
No. You bet the farm.
Optimist is not yet out.
Nope.
Optimism isn't out yet, but...
How can it be Radical Optimism as well? When I even heard the name, Radical Optimism or Radical, whatever it is. Yeah. I was like, most of the songs are not optimistic. From Houdini to the boys that, she's not giving you lessons. Mm. So now things being an illusion. I was like, dude.
Saying that she just wants to spread music because it makes her happy and she wants to bring out Radical Optimism. It was a play on her Grammy speech.
But if it's radical, she wants to do that, the songs need to reflect that.
Yeah, okay, true.
It's almost like saying songs about sunshine and everything, all the songs are things that you're going to listen to in dark basements.
You're right. Is it Dua Lipa album? What can I say? I didn't really like the song. I really wanted the song to connect with the video in terms of like be of the same quality, but it just wasn't happening for me. And I don't know if she's... I think she's still working with the same producers or whatever. Something must have changed. I don't know if something has changed or not, but no, I was quite disappointed with this, I'm not gonna lie. Some people liked it from what I saw on like my music vlogs.
Hello, Dua apologists.
No. Some people liked it, but I was surprised because I was like, this isn't very good. I'm just gonna say this.
Mm. So that beautiful
it's
video.
It's beautiful.
I immediately saw it. I was like, this is Jean Paul Gaultier Le Male perfume.
Gorgeous.
No, it's not about the gorgeousness. It's like, this is an ad. That army one where Jean Paul Gaultier's man and, you know, I was
yes.
I was like, interesting.
Yes.
And I thought, yeah, very blue. There's a lot of water going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I'm noticing that, I'm not noticing your artistry for the video or the song.
Yeah.
But when it came to the song, I said, this sounds like something Troye Sivan might have done and done it much, much better.
Hmm.
Much, much better. And I felt that it was given generic. I would say she tried, but I'll give a B for effort, not for execution or delivery. B.
I don't think anyone can resurrect the song.
Resurrect.
Like, I don't think anyone can sing this to make it sound.
It's
good.
Not about, but that's, well, I'm not talking about it. It sounds and looks like something Troye Sivan might do, but he would have done it better.
Right.
So to me, it's not about the fact that he's going to come in and sing the song. Mm. It's the fact that when he was crafting it originally, he would have thought, actually,
you know what? Let's put some jar on this.
Thank you. Yeah, put some magic on it.
Okay, I see.
But then I also have an off-beat question.
Okay, go.
Okay. So when dancers or musicians, when they have these costumes, when they have tights on the skimpy outfits like leotards, do they wear underwear? Because I was thinking that, can you imagine dancing vigorously at the seam of tights in your nether regions? And you're then wearing something really skimpy and tight, forcing that into crevices that it shouldn't be in. And I was watching this and I just thought, I don't know, but just a thought.
Okay, interesting.
Go. Mm-hmm.
So I can answer your question.
If she's in the same producer,
she's not.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, it's actually one person. Her last album, the one. So let
the
me
good
just,
one.
Future hold on. Nostalgia. Let me say this first. So maybe Future Nostalgia was it for me.
Maybe it was a fluke.
That's how I started my review. I said. Maybe Future, what I was trying to say really was, maybe Future Nostalgia was a fluke.
The one before that was good.
Maybe Future Nostalgia was a fluke. Sounds like, this song sounded like something I've heard before.
But maybe worse done?
Probably sounds better without visuals, but I closed my eyes and I still didn't like the song. I'm going to come back to this because that is going to hit a conversation that I hope is short. When I looked at the track for Future Nostalgia, there were several different producers, about six, maybe seven, right?
So she crafted a body of work.
With this album is a person called Kevin Parker did every single production.
Okay, was Kevin Parker present at Future Nostalgia?
No.
Okay.
But this is... Maybe she thought that this was her the dream.
This is not her the dream.
Or the Aronovich guy that... Taylor
yes, Jack Antonoff.
Antonoff. What am I calling Aronovich? Antonoff.
So I don't know what's going on here because I don't like... He's some Australian... Anyway, I don't like... his stuff.
What is his CV
so far?
That's what he's looking through and he can't find anything,
so we just picked him off the streets.
So he's done things like
he's worked with Tame Impala.
Okay,
he did a song
Travis
for
Scott.
Rena called Same Old Mistakes on the Anti album.
Yes.
Okay,
he feels works a lot with Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's worked with A$AP Rocky,
but Tame Impala is not shiny happy pop though,
so
okay, interesting.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
So what I was going to say was that I think that a lot of visuals may be too distracting or unnecessary.
Oh, what?
And may not be matching the song. I think that Beyonce currently has taught me something. Sometimes, like what I've mentioned in the last two podcasts,
particularly when you talk about Willow's song, too.
Correct. if I don't listen, if I don't see the visuals, I actually hear something else. And when I try to not look at visuals of Illusion and of Alter Ego and of Wannabe, the songs we've already talked about, even though I still don't like them, I feel that artists no longer know how to match their visuals to their song anymore.
But
in some cases, it's kind of what you said about people, and what Honey said about people actually focusing on the fact that JT was in the video as opposed to what was JT saying. It's like no one is listening to the song anymore. And it's actually now about, like you just said, it's a beautiful, beautiful video.
Yes.
You're absolutely gorgeous. But it's not a good song.
You cannot. I am untrickable for music.
You can't video. And for someone like me who likes video, you can't video me into a good, into a crappy song.
No matter how pretty you are, that's why I'm K-pop's nightmare.
But I think it's working for some people. And I think that they're using that now.
I think they're not consuming music in the same way. Maybe that's why you think it's working for some people. I think when it comes to visuals, like I said, based on the fact that they're lower barriers to entry, people at home have done some amazing visuals for songs that the artists would never have dreamt of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I can understand that that bar is now so high that someone can sit in their bedroom and create a visual that you couldn't even think of after you've paid 5 million people and you've paid a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand that is very, very challenging and difficult.
Mm.
But to be frank, if people are not even working and sweating on the actual music, I even think nowadays, stop doing visuals.
Yeah.
And I'm a video person because maybe that is the reason the music is shit. Because you keep thinking about how your video is going to look like, Chloe Bailey, as opposed to thinking of how to actually craft the song for my ears.
Correct. Correct. What is your point of view on this?
My point of view with this is that she needs to get...
No. Songs. On an idea of visuals.
Oh, visuals were never that...
Because you create your own.
Yeah. I already have visuals when I listen to music with my condition. But so I just used to watch the videos to, oh, okay, how are they going to interpret this? That was the fun part. Okay? Mm. Oh, how are they going to interpret
this? So is it fun for you anymore?
It's not fun at all now because music videos are not as sweet. Not everyone is doing anything that people are not doing groundbreaking stuff.
Mm.
The last visual thing I gasped at was The Gift. Honestly, in terms of Beyonce's Gift.
Okay, yeah.
Because in terms of like, oh, wow, that is amazing. That's incredible. But because everything else is kind of like a formula.
I did like Jungle's dance one.
I did like that too. I didn't
gasp. But the dance.
But I was like, oh, it's dancing. You get. And everyone else is doing a formula. Like, you know, K-pop is like, oh, pick all the pretty people up front. And it's just like, okay.
Mm.
But is the music good?
Mm.
So visuals now to me are kind of boring
and
almost all rap videos are the same.
Mm.
I mean, we discussed this about a week ago and we said, oh, Kendrick is doing one doing innovative videos. Stuff, yeah. So yeah, I agree with you and it's a shame.
And that brings us on to...
Sorry, so this is an apology. This is an apology, but I had to put it in.
Dude, if you didn't put it in, I would have. Even though I was late. I mean, I was late anyway, but I did see this. Chloe. Chloe Bailey.
So she should be Chloe or Chloe Bailey now?
I guess it's just Chloe.
On the video, it's just Chloe.
Just Chloe, because we know her. Chloe, boy bye.
The reason I'm saying this is because I was looking through, now that we bought the Cowboy Carter album, and when trying to find out when Beyonce went from Beyonce Knows to...
Beyonce.
I think it was
and it was after Sasha. It's
Sasha,
four.
I am Sasha's first.
So no, because that four. Was Beyonce. So oh, four. I saw it as it was Beyonce. So sometimes I do think it's a bit presumptive.
Very.
You're saying you only shed it when you feel you've arrived, basically.
When you know that actually I don't have a body of work for someone to actually just call me.
I agree. Because to me you are Chloe Bailey.
Thank you. Because you don't deserve to go by first name. Except if you came out of the gate with the first name.
No. Yes.
Oh, your name is so unusually spelt that it's like Chloe, but I know
or like see, pink.
A pink, yeah, it has to be.
Or in some cases, people give it to you. Mm. So, for instance, a lot of people don't say Mariah Carey. They actually say Mariah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and Kylie.
Kylie. Or people say Whitney.
Yes.
Like even though it's Whitney Houston,
you earn the right to drop your surname. So actually, a name good, that millions spots. Of people have. You can then claim it as your own.
Except you're Bjork. But even then, Bjork almost came in with greatness. Like, hi, I'm Bjork.
And here's Venus as a boy.
No way.
So actually, good point.
I hate to say this, but didn't this sound like one of the songs that was rejected by Beyoncé?
Yes.
On one of the many of one of her Cowboy Carter writing sessions.
I don't think it was Cowboy Carter.
I'm even going to be worse than that. I actually think that this was one of the songs rejected by Kelis Fifi Dobson and Rihanna during her Shut Up and Drive era.
Yes. Because it's not even recent.
You investigated it?
No, it doesn't sound recent. It's
very late 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry. I was thinking it was like, you know how Bodyguard sounds very 90s, 2000s, some of the
because Bodyguard the sounds,
guitar,
but then also it sounds very like, Fleetwood Mac.
It does.
Do you see? But this vintage,
yes,
that's and it's second hand. You
correct.
See,
correct.
I can find out what it's talking.
Correct.
Do you understand what I mean?
But this is I've said this so many times. I'm gonna say it again. Don't they have people?
No.
Who listen to songs?
No.
Because it can't just be us. Because
all that money they spent on that video as well,
and it's like it's not just us sitting in this room.
Did you see how much they spent on that video? And like, how many people for what generic sloppy song? And I was like, first, I think she needs better songwriters, better vocal arrangement and production. I also think she has bad taste in music.
Yes, I didn't want to say that, but yes,
she has bad because to me. I don't think she has any discernment. I think they need to send her to music school. The same way they need to send all this thingy. She needs maybe music history lessons for her to be immersed in music. Just the same way. And then teach her how to craft this stuff. Because now I don't know who... Maybe her vibe with her sister when they were younger worked best together. Maybe they work better as a duo.
Honey, because I think she's not ready for this.
I don't think she is. I think she needs more honing, more crafting, more refining.
There's a lot of writers on this.
Yeah, well... Which shows she has bad taste. What do they call it? When you even think about all of this stuff as well, I think she... I feel she's too... It's the way that Megan Thee Stallion and Thingy Glow need to go to rap school so someone can actually teach them to... I think she needs more learning. But what I am going to say is this. Because... And this is going to sound really, really harsh. There's some people online who keep saying, well, she's young. She's 24. So let me tell you, people who had maybe first albums when they were young, or they had really good albums when they were young. They may not be greatest, but good albums. So I think she needs to go do some homework. I'm lifting some of this from other people's homework. Britney Spears.
Yes.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
First albums were not the greatest, but they were better than this.
Okay.
They were younger than her. Destiny's Child. Janet Jackson. Miley Cyrus. Rihanna. Kelis were all younger than Chloe when they released their first albums or first couple of albums. And Chloe has also been on the radar for us much longer than they were, ever since she was 14, 15.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is.
I don't think she has the talent to back this up personally.
It doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel
But then I went back to go listen to Ungodly Hour and I was like, that was a good album.
She works for
I gave it 6 out of 10 then. I've bumped it up to 7 out of 10. But I don't know what it is.
I think it's...
What she lost? Together. I understand, but what has been lost? Is it just, oh, yes, Hayley's no longer here, so we're not going to be as
good? She's not as strong on her own. I don't think she has enough artistry in terms of, oh, this is what I want to write about. This is how I think my music should sound like. This is how I want my music
Me looking at Hayley as well, I don't see Hayley having that.
I don't see...
Because sometimes, maybe you're a duo.
Yeah,
or just maybe... like sometimes you're just a songwriter, you're not a singer money long. So, you know, it's this kind of stuff. Look, sorry for the stray's money, but sometimes I'm just trying to make a point.
Yeah. I didn't like it at all, and I don't think she should be a solo singer. I just don't think so. I don't think she has enough. Olivia Rodrigo has more direction than she is, and I hate to say it.
And that's the thing, because Olivia Rodrigo, as much as I don't like her song, she has a clear vision of what she wants to execute on. Yes, she wants to copy Paramore and all these people, but at least she's clear on the vision of it.
But Chloe, I'm not quite sure what, because she's just been flip-flopping.
Is this people say singles. I want to be a star? Okay, so what does that fucking mean?
And I don't. And I think she's almost like she's tried different things. Now she's trying this, and it to me it still doesn't work because it seems so disingenuous.
I think she just needs to go find herself.
Yeah.
Listen to really good music of old. Refine her taste. Maybe stop being so online, because I do think that if you're online a lot, it can really dull some of your senses. Yes. And I say this as someone who's online quite a bit. And I think it's that constant sludge that you're going through.
Yes.
And sometimes you just need to brush your mouth out, clean your tongue, swish all that crap out. And then, you know, obviously I said all of that just to say you need a palate cleanser, but you know, because I'm dramatic.
Yeah, man. I think you should take a year off. Go find yourself. Travel. Experience things. Then you just have more in your writing arsenal that way. Or you at least you have a direction of, okay, I think I know what.
Because sometimes it can be a bit of a hothouse flower. Because if you've been doing this ever since you were young and you've not really had experiences, it might not really help in shaping a view, an artistic view of vision. Because even Janet Jackson, she went through shit.
Yes, she did.
You know, so, and she had many bites of the cherry, but she still had some really good things. So she had a clear direction. And then she went on an amazing 3-album run. Or even one could argue 4-album run that I've not seen anyone else do. So, I mean, come on, man. Sorry, Digi, it's about your point.
No, I don't know what to say. I don't feel positively that there's going to be a change.
She's just going to keep throwing stuff till she finds something that sticks.
It's not that. I think the part of the video, going back to the video, that really confused me was the wedding dress part. Because I didn't understand.
I thought that was just almost like.
I didn't understand the wedding dress.
It was supposed to be like a Madonna thing. From like a virgin.
Well, listen to what.
I thought she was trying to make not a Twitter moment. What am I trying to say here? Trying to make something stand out. So I'm going, at this point, I'm going to wear a wedding dress.
Okay, so that's not in the. That doesn't seem to be in the spirit of the song. The song is a struggle love song.
Yes.
Sounds like. Mm. And because it's a struggle love song.
We're married.
No one's married.
And because she was throwing his stuff out of it, literally a trailer or whatever it was. I didn't understand.
She married herself?
I don't know. And then maybe. Also, I was going out. Well, why were the Fijian maybe. Also like party coded? You know, we like to party, but on a more struggle budget basis. Something just, I don't know.
So. The one thing I strongly agree with is bad taste.
Yeah, I think she has bad taste.
And
but
I
she
don't
wrote this song
now. I'm not. I haven't listened to Chloe X Halle or Halle X Uli, whatever her that first album was on Golia and other things that the kids are all right. Whatever second album and whatever the first one was, I haven't heard it. I've heard people say positive things, and. I feel this is a reverse Pink moment. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where the first two albums under their group name was probably managed creatively, or at least there was some help. I mean,
that someone
said,
you think maybe there's a creative vision that they could use the precociousness to really.
And then on their own.
I'm grown now.
That is what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting lots of, these are my ideas.
But it's interesting because when Britney had that, I'm just a girl, not yet a woman, was what came out of it. So could we get the same? Could we get the same?
No, you can't. You can get her into a microphone when she sings on Twitter. Have you seen her do this?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's
is this Chloe Bailey?
Chloe Bailey.
I don't watch her.
I'm always like, what are you trying to prove?
So
you have boobs. You don't have boobs.
Because to me, I think Church Girl is basically her song.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That she's trying to whatever her innate operating system coding is.
Yes.
Just fight against it.
Yeah, she is. She is. Because I think that's why she's not winning over people because it just seems so forced.
Yes.
And desperate.
And desperate. And yes. Just disingenuous. Oh, you're like, this isn't
you. Now, initially, I thought it was forced and desperate. Now, it's kind of what you said. It feels like bad taste.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Now, because I'm going, okay, so I need to accept that that's who you are.
You have bad taste.
So she needs to just take a sabbatical.
I'm
like, step away.
I'm not focus on
acting. I think she does.
I'm not sure.
I think she does.
No. I'm saying she should. I'm not sure it's gonna work.
Do something else.
I mean,
really, I'd rather just to step away and just go live her life and experience things and come back.
Maybe.
But if she has bills to pay and focus on acting.
What bills?
I don't know. If she is saving for, if she needs money, she can act because she acts. So it's like, okay, continue
to
act.
I almost feel, and I know that this is going to sound really, really weird. I almost feel that there's a category of pop star nowadays that have been working since they were young that are not able to draw on experiences because the trauma, I mean, the whole Nickelodeon, I've watched that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you need to go through that shit to be able to write good music. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the trauma of having to work really, really hard to schlep your family, getting schlepped all the way to LA and auditioning and all that. That's a story in and of itself. And it's difficult if what you're doing is posting videos on YouTube and you're getting in the comfort from the comfort of your home and then you get discovered and then you're then ensconced into Parkwood. There's not that much of a story to tell. Maybe there's not enough struggle or there are not enough experiences to pull on to create a body of work.
Okay, so now Chloe is saying, I haven't watched all her interviews in depth. It's just bits I've heard. She goes, oh, some guys, she's been in relationships, guys cheat, blah, 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 blah. So she's having experiences.
Yeah, one but thing, it's very, but it's kind of one note. There is, it seems one note and maybe not contextual because they're not other things to talk about.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why it seems very.
Why not? That's what I'm saying. She needs to. She needs to, like, very much like how Beyonce took a year off and did, and then came back with four. She needs to take a year off and then go, or as in leave America.
Or go to school.
And see other things.
Or she could go to school. Do a course.
Something, because I think right now her artistry is not there because she, to me, doesn't have anything solid to write about. She doesn't know herself what she's trying to, what she's trying to execute, or what her musical voice is exactly. She's flailing,
she's unfocused.
She's very, very unfocused. This is like even worse than when, sorry to use him as an example again, when Robert Williams started and was basically, I started out with like a George Michael cover when he did Freedom, and everyone was like, what is this fat dancer from Trinidad doing? He was called that, and then He just one shot. Then he went to rehab. Got clarity. Was like, oh shit. And then he came back and wrote Angels. Do you get? And I mean, not that going to work for everybody, but from what she's exhibiting,
and he also caught the zeitgeist at that point in time. Yeah. Because wasn't it when Diana died?
It was after that.
Was it after that? But there was something that caught the zeitgeist
for Angels.
For Angels at the moment.
Yeah, because
that album wasn't really that good.
It wasn't that good, but
that song was everywhere.
Everywhere. But I'm just saying, I think she needs to just take a step back, reassess why she's doing this, if she wants to do it, and what actually she wants to do. Because this isn't it. To me. It's just.
And this is a love, actually.
With love, with L.O.V. Because it's hard watching this
video.
Because
she's a multi-instrumentalist. She's a songwriter. She's a producer. And she's got a great voice. In a package that is very, very marketable. So what is the challenge here? And I feel it's the vision, it's that creativity, that creative voice, that experience that you need to help you craft a body of work that is meaningful.
I agree with you. Okay. Those are music videos for this week.
I think they're both online too much.
I agree.
Anyway, go on.
I agree. Oh God, I just remembered what that one's other half did. Yes. Let's go into what we've watched. This week. So, you start, did you?
Okay, right. So we all watched
Together.
We all watched Hunk for Jesus.
Sterling K. Brown.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown weekend.
Yep. Yeah. That was absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
And Regina Hall. Let's say King. Regina Hall, who was awesome.
Absolutely awesome.
I really, really enjoyed watching that. I mean, you know, it's not the best of movies, but it was a nice, 90-minute movie. Sterling K. is talented as fuck.
Yes.
And Thingy is amazing. What's her name?
Regina Hall
is just as the wife, my goodness.
I know. And what was interesting to me was the critique. Obviously it didn't go in as much, but the critique in terms of culturally, I suppose discomfort as black people. With homosexuality or queerness generally, discomfort with comfort with patriarchy, and just the church as almost that that structure or system to enforce that, because I think sometimes as black people, we've taken scripture, and I'm saying this generally. That really was introduced to us to control us. And we've decided we're going to take the keys to that kingdom and force ourselves into it without any compassion for ourselves. Because people who know me know I'm not of faith. But I do think that people that are of faith need something really real and pure to give them hope, to give them succor, to give them comfort. And I think the messaging strays away from that. And it's very much into a dictatorial way of how you're supposed to live your life, as opposed to maybe a guide.
Yes.
For you to live your life in a way that is really supportive. And Christ, if you're a Christian, is supposed to be an example of how you should be and how you should treat other people. So we can actually live in that kind of utopia world that the faith is supposed to be. But my takeaway from that is that we just need to be a lot more compassionate. Because when Regina Hall's character was talking to her mother, and her mother made it seem like being a woman is going to be a burden you have to bear for life, and you can't make any decisions outside of that in terms of for your own autonomy or for your own happiness. And then the prison that she put her husband in due to that, and her husband having to live, it's almost like two caged prisoners. Having to live through that, and they're both unhappy together, but they have no one else but themselves to actually cleave to. So it's a very sad story, but I think delivered in a comedic and, kind of charming way, but it's not the best movie, but I think it's a good one if you want to see how we pretzel ourselves and contort ourselves up for things that, you know, this isn't a dress rehearsal. I just have to say this. So sometimes when we put ourselves, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. You get to live life once. You've got to ensure that you're enjoying it. Don't be doing stuff you don't want to do just because people say, this is how you're supposed to live. Look,
it's like the Fox anchor said, we laugh, people, we're doing a laugh.
Don't lie. Honestly.
So everything is live right now.
Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. The worst that you can hear is a no.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very true. And then the second, Sterling K. Brown double.
It was American Fiction. Oh my God, I love that movie.
And with your friend Jeffrey Wright, who you love from the Bond.
From the Bond series.
I love Jeffrey Wright.
Oh my. So I think he really showed his acting chops in that movie.
Oh, he was great.
Jeffrey Wright. And then Sterling K. Brown just comes in with.
It's the way he It's the way he elevates his lines.
Yeah.
That line, I keep thinking of it when he was like, you know, I'm a doctor. I was like, no, you're not. Like, what, you resuscitate
sentences? No, revive a sentence.
You revive a sentence. So it's like, the delivery. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's an actor.
Yeah, I know.
That's what he said. He is the Denzel. He's our Denzel.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's
very good.
They keep looking at all these little boys. They're like, look, while Sterling is there.
Sterling is there.
Give him his flowers. Give him and props, man.
And then also, I also enjoyed the actress. I don't know her name, but the
I forgot her name.
Lady that Jeffrey
Alexandra.
Yes,
Erica Alexander.
Erica Alexander.
Ah, my God.
Because her thing is Alexander the Great. That's her.
Okay, her
handle.
Handle.
Yeah.
And I loved her because there was one thing that we're saying that it's showing the movie. I think shows is trying to give the impression of the different types of black people they are.
Yes.
Right? And I love that each, they were trying to show as many other types that you don't see from typical Hollywood.
Mm.
And I loved her type.
Yes.
And Tracee Ellis Ross's type.
Oh my God. So that's one of the few times that her true talent actually shown.
Her comedic chops,
but also the seriousness in when she did this. Mm. Her, what happened to her suddenly. Yeah. Like, I was taken aback, I was like, okay, that was a good cameo. that was actually a good cameo.
Very good cameo.
I was very impressed with that. So it was typically a good movie.
It was awesome. There's something that African Kitsch said, that it seemed like these movies we watched in the noughties, late 90s, like, you know, they're pretty much usually about white stories, but
this is black.
Yeah, because it almost felt to me that this, it reminded me a bit in terms of vibe, and please, people, it's not exactly, but it reminded me a bit of Gross Point Blank.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of sleepy looking town
and everything happens there. And then so many characters interacting. Yeah, you're right.
Now, I know that there's a lot of discourse about black stories and from slavery to go. I'm not going to go into that. That's an essay.
Yeah.
But I liked having this in terms of, okay, another thing to add to ensure that, you know, we don't have one narrative or you know, we don't have a single story of blackness. So just add that to the archives with all the other great movies that have been done on about slavery, colonialism, you know, and gangsters and stuff like that. It's just, it's adding more to the library of black experiences.
Yes. Particularly a different type of black experience. It was very interesting. I really loved it. Okay, and then what was the... You had one that I have not written. That we both watched, right?
Yeah, Domino Day.
No, we've not finished it.
I don't care, but no, I have finished it. Because it's...
Okay, so you do your review.
It is too bad.
Sorry.
Okay, let me just start. Because maybe this is the bookend. So I think it's not good enough to continue, but it's not bad enough to continue. It's not too bad that you can't continue, but it's not good enough for you to continue watching.
Wow.
So it's very middle of the... So for me, it's bad enough for me to stop watching. Do you understand what I mean? But it's not bad enough for him to stop watching it.
What is Domino Day?
Ah, that is the thing. I thought it was something else.
But, okay, so Domino Day. Let me tell you what Domino Day is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this.
You said it like it was the press. Domino Day.
Domino Day. But I'm going to tell you this without spoiling it.
Okay.
So, imagine a writer has decided, oh my gosh, I'm inspired by Harry Potter. I'm inspired by Bella Swan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm inspired by elements of Charmed.
Yes.
But I don't have the talent for world building.
No, seriously.
And I don't have the talent for labeling, categorization, and taxonomy.
Yeah. Correct.
So I'm going to imbue with vibe.
Okay.
No, seriously. Seriously.
And then then the producer and directors would have said, we need to amplify black voices. So you could get away with some shit. And
it's BBC.
It's BBC.
So what's interesting about this, and I know a lot of black people will listen to this and they'll be so upset with me, going, oh my God, you're such a bitch. We need more black voices. I get it. And this is where I come in as that middle-aged white man who goes, yes, but we also need quality black people in the organization. it's not that I'm trying to say that, you know, it's a DE&I type show. But I do feel that it could have benefited for more refinement, for more critique before it actually got put on, you know, on the screen. Because when we look at something like Extraordinary, when we look at something like even Misfits or Skins, those shows could be black shows.
Yeah, pretty much.
However, I do think that you still need some robust critique for you to actually really get to the point where these are iconic. This, I don't think, is there. Now, and this goes for almost every single thing. The actors, the story, the script, the direction, the special effects. So much so, you know how I am when we're watching films and things like that, and the ones that engage me the most are the ones where I'm going, oh, where's this going? It almost felt that from the opening shot, I could tell you the story and I could write the dialogue. Even Deji could do that. Mr. Who, psych. You were like, oh, who done it? There were sometimes that Deji would say something in the dialogue 5 minutes before it comes up.
Then
it comes up in the dialogue. That is how generic and basic it is, because we have no scriptwriting skills.
I would agree with that. Okay, let me tell you the positive thing.
But it is still not bad enough for you to stop watching if you're Deji, but it's not good enough for me to continue.
So let me tell you the only positive spin. I look forward in the future when someone remakes this very well.
Okay.
Because there is a kernel of, if they had quality everything else, you're having a good story.
If the world building and they go, imagine.
I think I know what you're going to say.
There's just one thing I'm going to say. If you were a witch, what would you call non-witches?
No bitches.
No.
Just generally.
If you are world building.
Yeah.
And you're a witch. And you're a witch. Witches?
And
you're
a part of...
You know the
of,
way that, for instance...
And we're all
in muggles.
Yeah. So what would you do?
What would you call non-witches?
Non-witches.
I'll just look for a name.
So come up with something. Doesn't matter. Don't worry. It's not a test.
Oh, okay. If I was a witch, non-witches, basics.
Okay, that's actually not bad.
In this show, do you know what they're called?
You will never be able to guess.
Tell me.
Tell me what they're called... Non-witches. Humans. Yes.
Yes. They call them humans.
Yes.
Because I'm like, so...
That confuses us. So like, what?
Are the witches non-humans?
Are they non-humans? No.
That's the word you have to hold.
Yes.
As the holding word, then you find a replace later and put actual word.
Yes.
Humans.
Yes.
Not basics.
No.
Well, the show is basic, but...
And that's weird.
By the way, they're all humans.
That's silly.
Yes.
That's very generic.
Dupe, I'm going to say one more thing. And this is what's hooking me a little bit.
Yeah.
One of the male characters looks exactly.
If you say Daniel Radcliffe.
No. Like, what's that?
Shingon Kelly.
Dupe, exactly.
And this show is set in Manchester.
Oh.
So this is the reason that look, I'm happy that you got that view in so that the BBC can actually go, okay, something that is not London based, something that has primarily black people characters, and is primarily black women driving it. So if you want to go support, but remember that we're not saying go watch it because it's amazing. It's just for support. You need to know when you're doing your DE&I stuff.
Yes, I agree.
And you need to know when you're doing your, oh yes, this
is
I agree.
Yeah.
So this was my DE&I stuff for the BBC, and I think this is BBC's DE&I stuff for the whole of the UK. We've done our stuff. We've showcased black women. That's good women.
Okay.
You know what?
We're done.
You know what?
That's our DE&I for the year.
You know what? We're going to create a new section that will only come up when it comes up, because that should be under things we couldn't continue to watch, because there's another one.
Actually, that is correct.
Yes.
See that.
Because there's another one
But you all don't watch it to the end anyway, because that's you.
No. This is a common one that we both quit.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching this one.
You're still watching Domino.
I'm watching Domino. So the other one that we started. A show on Netflix called Sex Education.
Okay, I heard this is meant to be very good. Yeah. Gillian Anderson is in it.
I thought you, because I thought you'd watch this.
It was
The New York Correspondent.
It was also Out of Friend.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah. The New York Correspondent told me it's fantastic.
We were very, there's a reason, I think,
These
people like it. So we watched, what, 3 episodes?
Yes.
Three.
Yes, we tried.
We tried.
It is.
I feel like a soldier on the battlefield.
Again, the main actress.
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian. No, she's not the main actress. She's just. Okay. She's a different character. There's a young lady who looks exactly like the lady from Barbie.
Oh, yeah. Because she was in Barbie. Because that was the joke. They were going to make her blonde, but they were like, no, it's on the nose. But yes, she do.
Yeah, because she looks exactly like
Margot Robbie. Yes, yes.
How would you describe the show? It's...
Okay, so it's not Skins.
No.
It's not Misfits.
No.
It's an American version of what they think...
Skins is. Yes, correct.
Set in the UK.
Yes. Yes. That's a good one.
Didn't we have an American Skins, which was terrible?
No. This American version of what they think Skins in, but set in the UK.
Yeah.
So imagine someone takes Skins, regurgitates it in American, writes American. It, and sets it in the UK.
Yeah.
Then also, I think because maybe child labor laws or what do they call it?
they had older people.
I cannot suspend my disbelief. And maybe it's because in the UK, things are really, really authentic. Sex education also looks way glossy. And it's this massive fucking school. And they're supposed to be 16 in college. I was like, really though? And it just felt... There. And also, there's this... So number one, I didn't care about any of the characters. I don't care what happens to you. I was so bored.
Yeah, I have to
say... So I didn't care about any of the characters.
Yeah,
the only good
thing
about it was really Gillian Anderson.
Yes, I would agree. And the black guy was very good.
I think...
He stole the show.
Yeah, but I still feel
But not
that
for the right
I,
reason.
I felt there was some coonery. Because if I was a black gay man... I will feel that it doesn't feel like an authentic experience. It's just bought for... Basically, it's another sassy friend character. Mm-hmm. Sassy black friend character.
But done different.
Done differently. The best act. He's the best actor amongst all of them.
Nkosi Gatwa.
The best actor amongst all of them. That's one.
Doctor
Who.
Yeah, new Doctor Who.
And also, that trope where they bring some generic... white guy to be the everyman.
Yes,
the girl has to be hot.
Yes.
I was going, no, I
is this the Margot Robbie girl that's the girl?
Yes. And I'm going, I can't suspend my disbelief because these guys that look like this generally tend to be incels. They don't get access to even be breathing the same air this gorgeous girl is breathing. So why am I supposed
like
to
I
suspend
said,
my disbelief towards the shit?
Like I said, I was like, is that on Margot Robbie? And then there's this other dude, I'm like, okay.
So 3 episodes deep, I was kind of like, okay, no. I think I put in a good old college try.
I'm good. I'm trying.
I just couldn't. So for people say, oh my god, Gillian Anderson is mother. Get it? But this show is not. I think look, and I don't want to thingy.
I'm just.
Oh yeah, I don't want to be negative about. American cousins, but I think. Even they would agree that
and our local friend
that this is not to the standard that we've become accustomed.
Interesting.
The fact that they could even go to season 4. This is also the thing. This is when you know that there's a nefarious American in the mix. The fact that you know how we do things in this country. We've got everything
we're giving
3 episodes, we're done.
We're good.
But no. There's seasons.
Sorry, I just want to say that
no.
You know, if we are fighting Domino versus Sex Education, Domino Day is only 6 episodes.
There are
add the BBC. We'll do DEI, but on a budget.
I just want to say that. Okay, so another thing that I watched, I finished animation. It was okay. Was something called My Damon.
Oh, okay, like My Demon, My Damon. I think I've
seen it's My Damon. Yeah, My Demon, but spelled Damon. On Netflix. It hooked me, but I will not watch if there's a season two.
Okay.
And no.
Okay.
Basically,
okay, you just need to be a fan.
I think if you start watching it, you might finish it just because you want to know what's going to happen to the main character. But I am not making that mistake again. There's now a lot of shows on Netflix that feel like it's just done to satisfy an internal number they have. That's what it feels like to me.
So would you say, fooled you once?
Now go fool me again. Yeah, correct. Correct. Correct.
Sorry, guys. I don't tell a joke.
The confidence to tell you as well.
Correct.
He had the same back in Tennessee. Like, no, you don't.
The other one... just two more. Sorry. Two more. Suzume.
Oh, did you watch that?
Fantastic.
It's good? Yeah, that's a Crunchyroll.
Fantastic.
Production.
It's by the guy who did Weathering for You.
Weathering for You.
Yeah, so he's done three movies now. So this is the third one. Okay. Weathering for You and another one. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. So very slice of life. Japanese with it's like slice of life with a hint of Studio Ghibli.
Okay.
That is his shit. Yeah. Basically. Yeah. So you look at it and go, oh, it's a sleepy town, blah blah blah, and then something magical happens. You're like, oh.
Like, oh, the fuck?
Yeah. and then I played and finished. Took me 6 weeks. Persona 3 Reloaded on PlayStation 5.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you this. Before he says anything.
She knows.
This guy is lucky that he has such an excellent,
correct,
amazing patient,
correct,
amazing wife,
correct.
Because the many times I've heard,
yeah, which is the song, yeah. Now I'm proud for one main reason. This is the first Persona I platinumed in one go.
Oh wow!
Which is very interesting. Which means that they've changed the way they've done the trophies on PlayStation. It's not easier to do because I still sank 110 hours. But
so I was a widow.
Yes, you were.
Not like Zelda. Zelda.
You were.
That was 2.5 months.
Yeah.
That's
dedication.
Yeah, that's almost a quarter of a year.
It is dedication.
Right? Sorry, there's something I want to say because for the gamers who know about Persona 3, I'm sorry. I don't think it's as good as y'all talk about. Mm-hmm. People have been talking about how amazing Persona 3 is for the last 20 years. And they always say, Persona 4, PS3 is better. Persona 5, PS3 is better. Okay.
I'm sorry,
It's better. Okay. I'll tell you this, right? I think that for the old heads that played Persona 3, it's a dark game, I get it. Mm-hmm. And actually, it started the way Persona games are made now. But I think... I think that the newer ones, particularly Persona 5... is better in terms of story, structure, and in terms of enjoying the gameplay. I will admit that Persona 3 is very adult, very dark themes, but it's not particularly enjoyable. Mm. Right? I feel.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is that I finished it, I platinumed it, but it's my third best Persona game. Sorry.
That's okay.
Dupe, I don't think you understand. Right now, if people actually listen to this podcast,
they want to kill you.
I will be cancelled.
Okay. Please don't cancel.
But it is what it is.
He's a nice guy.
And then, honey, do you have anything to add before we
go to.
You know, I don't do anything.
Yes, you do. Why are you saying this? Okay, me, not a lot. I haven't really finished anything. I'm still in the midst of watching things. Mm-hmm. Actually, I finished one thing, Scoop, which I told you about last week.
So, movie. Do you have anything you didn't finish, you couldn't
Scoop.
Finish?
Scoop, what was Scoop one?
Scoopy-doo.
Is the...
That was the joke I said last week
yes,
as well.
Yes, it was. It's still funny. Scoop is the Scoop
is the blonde woman.
Yes, the Netflix movie of the interview with Prince Andrew, basically how that interview was gotten. It was enjoyable.
But isn't it too new? I'm kind of like yes, we just saw it.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, what?
That's
the...
why I don't have interest but because I thought it's too recent.
I agree. I do think what makes it for me is Rufus Sewell, who plays yes. Prince Andrew. Fucking hell.
Because he disappeared.
Rent was due. There was nothing at the door.
Because I saw a picture and I thought, wow. Is this
yes.
in this room for soul?
He was amazing.
Okay.
Like, freaking amazing.
Okay.
Down to ticks. I thought he was amazing. And Mrs. Gillian Anderson as Emily Matters was fantastic as well.
Mm.
I was just like, this is... They will play this in Radha. Like... This is how you embody a character who's living. Like, really good. So, okay. But it wasn't like, I would say it's like must watch viewing because it's so
fresh. Particularly if you've also watched
the real thing. It's more of the story of how they
how they got the scoop.
How they got the story. Yeah, the scoop. And all. And it was a Booker who was played by, Booker / producer paid by Billy Piper. Billy Piper was good. Was actually quite good in it as well. And she was very instrumental in getting the story, but she was seen as like a spare part of the team because she was a booker, so they didn't really think she was that.
So well, this was an opportunity to show the people behind the scenes.
Well, especially show the three women impact. Who brought it there. So it was.
Or they can write shows with women in it.
I mean, basically
they don't need
book.
To.
Yeah.
Keep.
I agree. I totally agree. I watched it for shits and giggles on Friday night. It was all right. It was okay.
And did you show the lack of diversity in
oh,
the,
yes.
behind the screen?
I know I told you that there was a black producer on the team. I was like, really?
Exactly. Are we taking fictionalization a bit too far?
Mm-hmm. I was like, because the way he talked to her, I was like, I'm sorry to say, I don't think that producer in real life was black.
Okay.
I don't. But if I am.
But I'm sure, I'm wrong, happy for the BBC to come and tell us that actually, you know. We do have black producers. Person. And give us the numbers, too.
Exactly. Say that was actually Tokumbo and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. But to me, I was like, I don't trust you. But it was interesting. I watched that. Then I started rewatching with Ayo, Jujutsu Kaisen. We'll talk about that when we finish it. I also rewatched The Apocry Diaries, which is fantastic.
The Apocry?
Yes.
Well, apothecary.
Have you talked about it on this?
Have I?
Apothecary.
Yeah, have I? Because I just rewatched it again. So
okay.
I don't know if I have. Have I?
Tell us about it. Is this on Netflix?
No.
Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah, it's an anime about a servant girl in a Chinese... who works in the royal houses,
okay.
royal court, and she becomes a sort of detective.
Oh.
Yes, but that's because she's incredibly smart, but she doesn't want she doesn't want to be known, she doesn't want any smoke, she wants to get on with her life, but she gets drawn into these, like, things that happen where she uses common sense, like actually, if you, it's and using her knowledge of medicines, herbs, and all that. So it's incredible. It's so good.
Okay,
basically one of the best shows I've watched. So I rewatched it because it's just brilliant. So I really enjoyed that. And I'm currently watching Feren, Beyond the Journey.
What?
Feren.
Is that an anime?
Yes. And I'll tell you this.
Seren Beyond the Journey.
There's a person I watch sometimes. I'm going to name him here. His name is called, his channel is called Glass Refraction. And I watch him sometimes because he does anime stuff. But he does like a watch of all the new shows. And he also does like a top 10 at the end of the year.
Okay.
So I watched his top 10 of the year. And he was like, ooh, for number one, I had to do a separate video. I can't even talk about it here. I'm doing a separate video about number one. And it was this fan show. And I was like, yeah, sure. I watched the show last week. I started to watch it. This show, the writing is a masterclass. You think the show is about one thing, and it's basically about someone finding her humanity. Mm. But the way it starts, you're like, oh, okay, what? I guess it's going to be this. Oh, it's not. Mm. Oh, it's not. There's no action till about episode 7.
Okay.
And it, when it's almost as if you're watching, at that point, you're like, you're watching Shippuden. Because you're like, it doesn't even need to get any better. I don't even need to bring the action in. It's so, I don't want to spoil it because I want us to watch it.
What's it called?
Feren.
Uh-huh.
Beyond the Judge.
Okay, all right.
She's a fairy. She's an elf, sorry.
No, Feren. don't tell me anything more.
It is fantastic.
Feren.
Feren.
Okay.
It is fantastic. And everyone's been losing their minds about it. I now totally understand why.
Okay.
It is so good. And it's the writing. The writing is just top notch.
Okay.
Because at first I was like, I don't know if I like this person. Then you're like, oh, the way to write her character, now I would kill for her. Like, I would actually say, she didn't do it. You didn't. She murdered her, like, yo, it was for a reason.
Interesting.
It wasn't for a reason she murdered them. It wasn't her. Okay. It's just written so well. Okay. And okay. I can't wait to see how they end it. I actually stopped watching it because I don't want to finish it. But, like, 24
episodes. What's it called again?
First.
Alright. Feren.
Beyond the Journey.
Okay, alright, cool.
So yes, that's on Crunchyroll, and I will tell you, watch it. I know it's very annoying when these anime people are like, oh my god, it's like the best show, you need to watch it. If you don't watch it, you're not an anime fan.
Mm.
Like, that at Solo Leveling, I know, is getting a lot of heat at the moment. Watch Feren, it's brilliant. Mm. I haven't watched
Solo Leveling yet. What did you call it again?
Feren. Beyond the Journey.
Exactly, because it's just because you said watch Feren, I was like, that's not.
That's not how you say it, exactly.
Brilliant. So yeah, that's what I'm watching. Oh my so God. Good. So good. Yeah, that obviously I've been cowboy cartering the last 2 weeks.
Oh, we all have been cowboy cartering.
How are you finding it? Because I listened to someone
week 2 of cowboy cartering.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone that who I like listening to, it doesn't mean I agree with her point of view sometimes. Mm-hmm. And she was going that she doesn't think that this is really a great album from Beyoncé. That she feels that it's on par with Such a Fierce. And I started laughing. And I just thought, look, different people like different things. Because it's quite interesting because to me, I feel that this is her greatest work. But I can understand some other people going, actually, maybe not. Because there's some people who think Renaissance is her greatest work ever.
And interesting, when Renaissance came out, a lot of people were like, well, I'm not sure. Mm. And now,
so it grew on them. Mm. But for me, Cowboy Carter is it for me. Because I actually think, because I was thinking, if I was ever going to rank Beyoncé's albums, maybe we'll have a ranking one. Mm. But you know how we are when we decide what to rank. We've got to listen to everything.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
then rank.
Yeah.
So maybe good we should point. Have a ranking one.
Okay, I'm finding it's great. That's all I can say. I'm at the part of my listening experience now where I'm remembering lyrics.
Honestly,
like
because by the time I listened to it for the 8th time, I was remembering lyrics.
Yes,
and except for the ones I did not like, and the 2 I don't like.
Bless
her. Nice to you.
Sorry, I still don't like.
What the 2 again? Just for fun.
Don't like just for fun. Don't like to hands to heaven.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of, oh, honey, 5 minutes to my husband.
That's okay. It got to a point where I was hearing it in my sleep.
Yeah, me too. But that's because I used to play before I went to bed.
Yes. No, honey. It's like I have a CD player in my head.
Yes.
And I can hear it. And this was what happened with Renaissance as well. Like, I wake up going, this motherfucker's gonna stop. Like, I was like, only so far, well, I haven't really heard other music in my head like that.
But you're right, I've been hearing it in my head.
Which is weird.
I mean, the whole American Red Queen. I've heard that. And another one. And another one I keep hearing in my head is
And I have to say, I've been watching reactions. And only for a couple of people, not crazy ass people. But it's interesting watching people also react to it. There's this lady whose name I've forgotten. She's black. She does reactions. When she didn't like Renaissance the first time she heard it, and she had, but she listens to albums. She just doesn't do one reaction. Mm. She listens to them. She should listen to it 4 months later.
Because I know she did like Cuff It and everyone dragged it.
Oh, do you know her? Yeah, I've got her name. So she did one for Cowboy Carter. She started crying during American Requiem. Like full on sobbing. And because I first time I listened to American Requiem, I kept thinking, this is so big.
Yeah, it's so epic.
Epic and all. And I was like, I get how you get that feeling of like, I don't know, could touch something.
Mine, as, I make they, cry. Do you know what did you tell me? The songs he doesn't like.
Protector.
No.
Hmm. What?
Tell them
what songs don't you like.
The one that was two, that's also two.
Oh God, Two Most Wanted?
Yes.
You don't like
now? It's not that I don't like it. Remember, okay. I said I liked it at first. I feel it's the weakest out of everything.
And I at told the him, moment. When he told me that, I was like, he's not getting any shotgun riding.
no shotgun riding for you.
I think
because that is how I feel about you. So I was like, the fact that you've rejected my love. You've told me, honey, fuck off.
You might as well throw your ring at her.
Exactly, you might as well.
But I think, okay, should I tell what the problem is? The problem is that I'm trying to not do active listening, so I'm just playing in the background.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So when I'm driving, I just put it on. I will just play, and sometimes my mind will just go, "Oh my god, what was that?" Because there was probably something I didn't pick up. And when I heard that, I was like, "Ooh, my reaction."
You
was
need
like,
to listen more carefully, did you?
No, it's a good song, but my reaction was like, "Ooh, this is. I am going to get tired of that song first." That is what my feeling was. It's so not that it was bad.
So you've just said you're going to get tired of my love. That's what you said. Just so you know.
But remember what I've said.
What did you say?
Remember initially, I didn't like the one you didn't like. I also didn't like it. Now I like it.
Yeah, because it's waiting my heart.
And I also didn't like.
It's just how the lyrics are.
I also didn't like Alligator Tears.
I love Alligator Tears.
Put them on my boots.
You turn down the room. You see
angels and laughing. Some days with you. Something about those tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored?
Honestly,
Alligator Tears.
But remember, that was the last time I listened to it, which was probably three, because I haven't listened as much as you guys.
I'm sending you back to Cabo Cup.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I have probably heard it 6 times now.
Okay. I see.
And I think you guys are probably in your 12, 13, 14. Oh, 20.
I am in my brain, I've gone partner.
I need to listen to it more.
Thank you. Couches or something don't give them my attention. I was like, okay. I was like, I can see Jay-Z all over there. Yes. In terms of the rapping, I was like, okay. The fact that it's stuck. I know. I'm still high with Jason's because I was about to say, am I high? Be high, but like, no, I'm high with Jason's. Because I can't be. Slander will still be entertained. So,
The reason I've not heard it more is because I was waiting for the physical to own it.
The physical.
Because I like to own it, and then when I play, I see how many times I've I like the stats basically. What I'm
saying. You get that with Apple Music too.
If you add it to your library, I don't add it to my library.
Okay.
Because I don't. If I was to unsubscribe, that would annoy me because that data will go. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I now have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've not mentioned. So I bought the physical CD. It was called Beyonce.
Beyonce
Act 2. And then when you put it physically into your computer, it overwrites.
Carter.
Yeah, it overwrites everything, which is very, very interesting. And it is missing five songs.
Yeah. So it's missing spaghetti.
No, four. It's four. No, it's not spaghetti. It's the last.
No, no, so not the last.
Yaya. I think
Yaya, Tyrant, Sweet Honey Buckin.
No, it has that. It's, okay. No, it has that. It's the one.
Linda Mattel show.
From Linda Mattel. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's those songs.
Okay, so
those four.
Tyrant comes out. Tyrant.
Yeah.
So after Linda Mattel shows,
After Yaya is
Is it Louisiana? Oh, Louisiana. Is that
the, yes?
Yes, oh, that's after Yaya.
Yep.
And then Tyrant.
Yes, I think those are the ones that.
Are
missing.
Those ones that's missing?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? Because when you gave it to me, I think...
No, remember, I'd already put everything in there for you.
Okay, because I also put... I'll say that Rumi's, what do you call it?
Protector?
University fees have been paid by whatever digital
buying. Listen, I paid for...
Because I bought...
pair of shoes.
Some... And he also bought the album as well. So, and then he also bought other songs that I'm missing. So I think as a household, we contributed to the GDP of the most Carter household.
We have. So yeah, I've been Cabot Cartering. Also, special mention to Craig David. Because if I heard that song of his in the wild, I went to get it again.
Which one? What did they find? You should just ask him. Yeah, because I've got it.
I've got the first album.
Every time I'm with my girlfriend. That's an inimini
minimo. What?
Yeah, inimini
minimo. I'm like, oof.
And that led me to Rendezvous.
That guy.
He should have. He actually got the same amount of acclaim that Ray is getting now.
I absolutely agree.
The songs even sound sweeter
on the back of and on that first album. And then when you that world tour, remember?
Yeah. And when you hear that Spanish guitar,
honey, stop.
Artistry. Some things are wasted. Throw your pearl before swine of the British public. Honestly,
I'm actually kind of glad he said no to Puffy.
Oh God.
Exactly. Sorry, let's not talk about that.
I mean, the only two things on his character. One has nothing to do with him. One does. Bo Selecta,
yes,
that's not his fault.
Yeah, that's not his
fault. But the fact that what's his name? Is it Avid Marion or whatever his name is?
Yeah,
Lee Francis. Anyway, well, that problematic stuff came back to bite him in the ass. But the other was the fact that people were very upset that it seems in 2010. He supported the Conservative Party.
No, he didn't.
And with David Cameron. But I was like, well, you do know that the Conservative Party of then is not the same
Party
as
of now.
But, you know, it is what it is. But it's quite interesting, actually. But, because he was, I think he was on Twitter, my problematic fave, singing at, he was on holiday. And I think he was...
He's always on holiday, but go on. Yeah,
he was singing about something. It was one of his old songs. I don't think it was 7 days. Was it 7 days? One of the, anyway, there were a few of us who were going, oh my God, he's still got the voice, blah, 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 blah. And there were other people dragging it for his conservative views.
Oh, I think I remember when he did that. That actually showed up on Shade Room as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so on that...
Shade Room?
Yes.
How does Shade Room know who Craig David is?
They know Craig David. That album was big.
Born to Duke was huge. Back then, it was huge.
I know, but... That age, that demographic.
Yes.
What's Shade Room's owner's demographic? Are they our age?
I thought they are our age. Even older than us. Yeah.
Okay. But they knew him.
Because I was about to say, young people who know nothing about music.
Yeah, and it wasn't like 400 comments. It was like 6,000 comments.
Wow.
About Craig David.
Okay.
On that note. That's it.
Okay. So is your world stop. Carry on.
Yes, exactly. That way it was. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.